Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
It's a Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to announce a Melby Award. And pretty excited, the Melbys made the front page of a local newspaper this week. A little bit of a thrill. They're becoming real. Like so many things that start as a joke, people are taking them seriously. Don't take them too seriously. There are real awards for that, but it's still a great chance to give a high five to someone who's done a good thing, indeed human or beast, because we had some strong nominations this week. Elwood the Epworth Hospital Cat had a lot of love. Gemma was nominated by Margaret for her work doing up recipe posters earlier today. And yet, many messages came through yesterday off the back of a chat that Jacinta Parsons had on Afternoons. Have a listen.
Well, I was getting quite bored with homeschool and I kept seeing kids on BTN, the local news show. I kept seeing kids making things for their community. And so I thought that I should do one of them for my community because, like, everyone's really bored that they've got another 2 weeks of lockdown here.
That was the voice of Frankie, a 9-year-old girl who's been delivering her newspaper, The Cheer Up Weekly, to the people of Queenscliff and Point Lonsdale. I'm sorry, that has Melby written all over it. So congratulations, Frankie. You are this week's winner.
Thank you.
2 days in a row on the radio, you're going to start getting a big head soon, aren't you? Frankie?
Yeah?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Have you ever heard of a Melby before, Frankie?
No.
No one ever has. That's the correct response. This huge congratulations. The Cheer Up Weekly. When did this idea start?
Well, I was at school firstly. We had lots of little sort of projects to do, but I kind of wanted to do something bigger that took like a few days to make, and then we had to, like, deliver it, which also took a few days.
Are you printing the newsletter yourself at home?
Yep.
In colour or black and white?
Black and white, because we don't have much colour ink.
Fair enough, it's expensive. You know what, serious newspapers go black and white anyway, so that's understandable. What sort of stories? What's some of the headlines you've had in the newspaper, Frankie?
Well, we've had... I've had... 5 jokes that'll make adults laugh.
Can you tell us one of them?
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
Excellent. I want to subscribe to this newsletter, but it's only for people in Queenscliff and Point Lonsdale, isn't it?
Yeah, but we have sent it out to lots of our friends around the world, and I think you can sign up and get your own.
Frankie, you are an absolute legend. I think that we might be witnessing the birth of a new Murdoch empire. In 50 years' time, you might be looking back at this as the first of many thousands of publications that you started. Huge congratulations, Frankie, and thank you for all the smiles that you've been bringing people.
No worries.
Frankie there, 9 years old, absolute champion, deserved winner of this week's Melby Award.